The International Organization for Migration has been organizing a series of rescue voyages to the war-torn port of Misrata. Michele Bombassé from the organization is on the line. Michele, what's the very latest?
Well, our boat left Benghazi yesterday, where it loaded 400 tons of food, non-food and medical assistance items. The boat cruised to Misrata during the night and now is out of the harbor. Unfortunately, cannot dock because of the security situation there.
It's just not safe.
So we are waiting for... No, it's not safe. It's not safe. There are fighting going on and the boat is now 1 hour out of the harbor waiting for the situation to stabilize.
Has the boat been attacked?
No. But it's just not safe for the time being to enter the harbor.
And how many people has it rescued so far?
Sorry, how many people?
Yes, how many people has it rescued so far on these missions back and forth between Misrata and Benghazi?
No, the boat, this is the first rotation, so the boat is supposed to dock, offload the material, and board an average of 800 people, even more, according to the capacity of the boat. And this is the first rotation, so far nobody has been assisted yet.
No, but over the last few days, there have been, as I understand it, a number of voyages, or is that not quite right?
Well, not directly operated by IOM, but by other stakeholders. Yes, there's been, but I can just speak for IOM.
Okay. And how many people, how many migrant workers do you estimate are there?
An average of 6,000. Stranded there since the beginning of the conflict, and between them we have mainly migrant workers who are in Libya for economic reason, and also refugees or potential asylum seekers.
And where are these migrant workers and refugees from?
Various countries, different countries. I can tell you that the biggest caseload is from Egypt.
And do you have any idea of what kind of condition they're in?
Well, the conditions are getting serious, at least from the information we have from the Red Crescent in Misrata. The conditions are getting dramatically serious. And an immediate intervention is needed, not only for the stranded migrants there, but also for the Libyan population, of course.
And will your boat only be, you'll only be able to board it if you are a migrant worker, or will Libyans be allowed on board also?
No, we are targeting migrants because for the time being, our priority, of course, being dealing with migration, our priority is with the stranded migrants present in the city of Misrata, and then UN as a team, as a one organization, will eventually respond to the need of the Libyan population.
But
you know, each agency has a specific mandate, and we are working on the migrants for the time being.
Okay, so but presumably hundreds of people will want to get on board.
Yeah.
And you will prevent them unless they are migrants.
Well, what we are trying to do is to rely on the Red Crescent present there in order to prioritize most vulnerable cases, families, children. In general, the most vulnerable cases in need of immediate assistance, and the work we are doing beyond the logistical operation itself has been to identify and prioritize the cases to be assisted.
And where will you take them afterwards?
We are taking them to Benghazi, and we are planning to organize two rotations. So once the boat has offloaded the people in the Benghazi airport, will sail again and back to Misrata for a second rotation. People landed in Benghazi will then assisted via land for their movement to Egypt.
Okay, Michele, thank you very much.
You're welcome.